That works. You know why, Rachel Woodall? Because you shook me all night long.
Nice, thank you.
You're welcome. Right? I don't know, Rob, I kind of feel like this might be the beginning of our show. This kind of makes sense. Although we don't want to rock people all night long. We want to talk to people all night long, sure. And if they happen to need to go to sleep.
You don't want to shake them?
Yeah. You shook me all night long. I'm sorry. Yeah,
the world was quaking.
And the earth was, wait, what is the rest of it? I don't even know. Let's start again. You shook me all night long, Rachel. Elliot Serrano, what do you think about this? Do we have to ask for rights to play this as the beginning of our show? Do you know? Are there any legalities?
No, everyone uses it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I think there's only a certain amount of time you can play it for. Like this might be going past the line. I might have used it. Like, this might be too much. All right, I'll stop. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty
Vasquez. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman I'd ever seen.
I like that. I don't know why I like AC/DC so much. I mean, like, this is pretty good, too. We got this one. I like that. Oh, wait. What about this one? Yeah, you're right.
Tell me a Thunderstruck. You gotta have Thunderstruck.
That's a good one.
I have this, though. Hold on a second. I think this is good, too. This is more Lewis's.
That's a good one.
Right, because it's nighttime?
Yeah.
You got the one about the big pair of something?
I don't know.
Well, it's also apropos because you are wearing black.
Oh, big
black.
Balls?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, I am wearing black. And also, it's nighttime. Ooh.
There we go.
Yeah.
There is supposed to be thunderstorms, right?
In the coming week? Oh, so we should be thematic with that? I like that. Esmeralda, I feel like I just saw you.
I
know.
Not today.
Not today, but we had a great time. Elliot Serrano, Esmeralda Leon, and I were at the Highwood Bloody Mary Fest for Celebrate Highwood. We sampled 17 count. Well, I did the math, Esmeralda. They were not 17 Bloody Marys. I believe they were 19 Bloody Marys and a Bloody Molly.
Which, oh, goodness.
I know.
There's a lot of food, too. And, just on top of the Bloody Marys.
And to be more accurate, you sampled.
I sampled.
We drank everything. You made Esmeralda and I drink the rest.
There was no making anyone
drink. Yeah, you don't got to force us.
No, I did not force you in anything. I kind of wish I wish I had more of the food, but I felt like I couldn't eat and sample everything. It was kind of rough. You know what? Let me ask Kristen Decker if she had her choice, would she have rather been at Lala yesterday or with us up in Highwood drinking Bloody Marys? Hey, Kristen Decker.
Hi, Patty. I saw the pictures of you drinking Bloody Marys, and it looked extremely relaxing and extremely fun. However, my favorite band in the entire world played yesterday, so I would rather be at Lala.
What's your favorite band in the entire world?
LCD Sound System, and they headlined Lala last night. And they had been broke up for 5 years, and then they got back together this summer. And so I was thrilled to see them.
I saw pictures. Am I imagining that I saw pictures of your feet and the on Facebook? And
they were
so
disgusting.
it looked like you had, like, you were wearing tights, but you weren't, because
it was
caked on dirt on your legs.
Yeah.
It's an image that stays with you. I think that there has to be a great, like, Lollapalooza page. Is that picture on Instagram?
I think it's on Instagram or Facebook. Yeah, I'll put it on Instagram.
I would put that on Instagram and see if anybody else, if there's a whole chain of, like, I don't know what would you hashtag that as? Dirty legs? Lala legs. I think it's Lala.
Festival feet.
I think you need to. Oh, Elliot is chagrined by this entire line of conversation.
No, just because I saw the pictures, and really the last thing I want to be is not only crushed in a mass of humanity, which is what Lala is every year, but then to be caked in mud. I mean, that does not help my comfort level at all.
And it wasn't even that muddy. Like, it has been way worse in other years, but. Just from, like, you know, the dust of the baseball fields and dancing up and down and just, you know, polluted city life. Like, my feet were pretty much black.
Okay. How many days did you spend at Lollapalooza?
You know, I have to say this year, only two.
Okay.
And every year I'm a 3-day pass person. But this year, they a couple of things. Number one, they now made it 4 days. So you couldn't get a three-day pass. You can only get a four-day pass. Well, I'm not going to waste all that money if I know for sure I'm not going on a Thursday.
Right.
I just can't do it. And people are zombies on Sunday when it was just 3 days. When it was just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They were really zombies on this year when it was 4 days.
And when you say they're zombies, they're just, I mean, I know it's The Walking Dead, but people are just kind of not aware of their surroundings. Does that have an effect on your, like, you know, everyone sort of behaving in accordance with being in a big crowd? Because if people are being zombies, I need them to move along sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially when you're exiting.
Yes.
You're like, okay, guys, keep it moving. But also, though, you're standing all day long. Mm-hmm. You're dancing around and, like, I tried to walk fast. I physically could not. My feet hurt so bad at the end of the night.
Well, hold on 1 second. We have another story about Matt, about feet with Matt. Hey, Matt, what's your feet story at Lala? I like this as a hashtag. Hi, Matt.
I was only there on Friday. Radio, that's the greatest band in the world, besides LCD Sound System, that is. And I'm sitting at the table. I've never been to Lala before, and I went by myself. And these four girls walk up, and they we talk for a little while, and they leave. And their friend comes up, or I guess it was their friend, and he just dumped his feet directly on the table where I was eating.
Ew!
And
except
his feet were painted purple.
Oh.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, have you at least washed your feet in the past 48 hours since Lala started? And he's like, possibly. So I ate as fast as I could, and then I left. But this man decided to stick his feet directly in my face while I was eating. Now, normally, I'm a guy's guy. You want to put your feet up, I don't care. You want to sit there without a shirt, I don't care. But the feet, I've got to draw a line somewhere. Anyway,
yeah,
I love your show. You guys are awesome. And let me just say, if you guys played the entire hour that you guys are on, literally just playing AC/DC songs and giggling, that still would have made my night.
Have a great night, guys. Well, thank you, Matt. And your foot, sir, by the way, you're right at drawing the line at feet on the table and changing a dirty diaper.
Yeah,
I think those are two
really
things.
Really rude.
Kristen, we're talking to Kristen Decker, who is our on-the-spot reporter for Lollapalooza. She's giving us the wrap-up right now. But I would say this about eating in public. I have seen someone change a child's diaper at a booth at a restaurant. Oh, I just made Rachel just spit something up. I apologize right now.
Oh, I just had to put my hand over my mouth. I'm shocked.
No, I have seen that. And so for everyone out there, please, places where people perhaps will consume, you know what, let's just go ahead and put feet in diapers where they belong. Shoes and bathrooms. That's all I ask for. We're talking to Kristen Decker. Can you hold on the line for a few more minutes? All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep our conversation going with Kristen Decker. Elliot Serrano, we have Rachel Woodall in the booth, Rob Martier up in news, and Esmeralda Leon in traffic. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I've never been to Lollapalooza. I've been to Ravinia twice now, so that's my my lawn situation, listening to bands. But Kristen Decker was on the country's greatest front lawn, Millennium Park, for Lollapalooza with about how
many. And that's so true. It is the country's greatest front lawn.
It really is. I mean, we have the greatest. Elliot, you look like you're trying to think of other front lawns of other cities. It's this one. It's Millennium Park. It's Grant Park. Our lakefront, we have beaches in the city with the skyline. You can't chagrin. You can't. What is that?
Was it a lawn? By the time the whole thing was over, was there any grass left? Because every year that poor park takes such a beating. Although I hear this year it wasn't as bad.
Right, because Kristen, the rain.
Yeah, I think it looked fine. It didn't really, you know. I think it showered a little. Not even. I don't think you could call it a shower.
The first day
rained a very small amount, and it was. I didn't see any mud, and if there was, they covered it with wood chips, so it didn't make a mess.
I think
the folks that put on Lala, they have it down to a science. They know what they're doing.
How many years have we been doing Lollapalooza? Do you know?
I know it's 25 total because it's 25th birthday. But I'm not sure how many in the city of Chicago. I know at least 10, 15 maybe.
Wow. I've never been to Lollapalooza. But I think part of it is I can't be in a big crowd like that anymore. Like, I went to Ravinia for Paul Simon, and that was kind of rough. I think I've told you this story, Kristen, because it's a different environment, obviously, in Highland Park for Ravinia. And there was
a different crowd they cater to, I would say.
A little bit, but there was Paul Simon was doing his encore, and he was literally in the middle, and I told this story last time scholars were here, in the middle of his song, Sounds of Silence, for his encore, and you hear this from the back. All right, then, it was good to see you. We'll see you later.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, my God.
And you can hear it just reverberate through the entire pavilion. It was weird. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's not the sound of silence.
No, but at Lollapalooza, everyone's jamming and kind of what is that, like, consuming the music that way? Is it more about being around everybody else that loves the bands that you're there for?
Yeah. Yes. I will say, like, in years past, when I was younger and had more energy, it was all for me, all about the band. So I would, like, kill myself going from one end of the park back to the other end of the park to try and catch this band, to have to leave 10 minutes later to catch another band. And then after a few years, you get your core Lolla group, people that you know are always going to go. And then you just kind of go with the flow and you're like, all right, well, unless there's someone you're diehard to see, you kind of stay towards one end of the park.
Right.
And it's just all about, like, you know, sometimes you can sit, if it's earlier in the day, you can sit down, relax, like, take in the music with your friends, all grab something to eat, and then be together for the headliner where you just jam out. And, like, that's what we did last night. It was, you know, that's how we do it every year. And it is, like, a weekend that, like, we tell friends, don't schedule your wedding on Lolla weekend. You can't go on any vacations. No girls trips on Lolla weekend.
Coordinate your life around Lolla.
Yeah, I moved today, and I was pissed because I had to miss Lolla on Saturday because I had to pack sometime.
Right.
But I was like, man, of course, of all the weekends to move, I'm always preaching, like, don't make plans on Lolla weekend because we're going to Lollapalooza. And it's just, to me, it's all about being around your friends, consuming the music that way, like, enjoying the skyline, enjoying the weather. And we're not the type that are in the middle of the crowd. We like to stay on the outskirts.
Yeah. Oh,
we have room.
Well, the middle of that crowd, Elliot, you guys mentioned that picture from ABC. I mean,
that's
almost dangerous.
If I saw that, I was probably in that crowd and not realized that it looked like that. And if I would have seen that before I went down there, I would have been a little, maybe a little, not hesitant to go, but I would have felt some anxiety, let's just say. But it doesn't seem that crowded once you're there, except the line to get in. That's when you're in hell.
And how about you mentioned eating there. Do you buy food, or are you allowed to bring food in?
You know, I don't know if you can bring food in. I always buy food there because every year I have to have Graham Elliott's lobster corn dog.
Wait a minute. Did you say truffle popcorn and lobster corn dog?
A lobster corn dog is so good.
Is this available anywhere else any time of the year? I don't understand the words that are being spoken.
I think this is Graham Elliott's Lolla special. I mean, I know he's been doing the lobster corn dog for at least 4 or 5 years because it's like I have to have it. But I haven't been to Graham Elliott's restaurant in Chicago, so I don't know if that's something that's always on his menu, but it's a hit at Lolla, that's for sure.
I know you can get the truffle popcorn at his sandwich shop.
I want to know about the lobster corn dog.
You have to look about that.
The lobster corn dog, oh my, if you ever see it on a menu, get it.
What do you dip that in it? Because it doesn't seem like it should go with ketchup. Does it have a special sauce?
No, they have, I don't know what it is, probably like some aioli, not mayonnaise, but aioli.
Right.
Little, like, right. You know, swirl on it.
Right.
They just, but it's nothing like, you don't dip it in anything.
Oh, man.
You just consume it quickly.
I would imagine that's a three-biter right there. One, two, three, done. All done with that. So what was the age range? And because a lot of people were like, oh, it's more for kids. And I saw a lot of my friends on Facebook of a wide range of age groups that seemed to be having a great time.
Yeah. I mean, it's on all ages. Like, they open up Lolla. I thought it was 18 and up, but it's not. It's all ages. And So anybody from, you know, like I know our coworker Stephanie, she brought her little ones, and they have a kid of Palooza.
Oh,
and
they
I
do.
See like the cool parents that like have their kids with the cool headphones on, like on their shoulders, like rocking out to Radiohead. Like I saw that definitely.
Yeah.
I think it's a big hit with the high school crowd. I think of myself in high school, and I was totally into music. And so why wouldn't you want to go to downtown Chicago with all of your besties and go see like four or five or six of your favorite bands? Like that's no surprise. And, you know, of course they probably try and get away with a few things that
sure. Oh, well,
probably won't let them do.
Well, there last year, remember there were stories about people burying booze ahead of time in different places.
I know someone that did that.
Did they put like a GPS tracker on it, or did they just have a map planned out?
I think they kind of had a map. The person that I knew had like a map planned out. So it was kind of like he knew what tree, what bush buried it. And we dug it up, like in the, like, you know, of course there was that massive crowd around him. So he dug it up and then he kind of made this little mound of dirt so he could stand up and see a little bit over the crowd. It was genius.
By the way, I just want to, for those of you watching WGNRadio.com, one of the scholars has sat down at one of the microphones, and Rachel's like, well, that's a little presumptuous. I should introduce Sean. Say, no. I know. She's like, wait a minute. Why is he sitting down? Sean is, this is his 7th appearance on the Pretty Late Show, I believe.
It's a lot. I just sat down to listen in because we finished setting up the drum set. I wasn't going to like chime in.
Kristen, I have the scholars again. Can you believe they're, this may be their final performance. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah.
Ever? Together?
Probably.
That's what you told me last year. You're like Cher in her final tour. Is this...
You know what? I have said every time, this will be a last gig of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you guys around. But like...
All right.
I guess people starting to get the wrong impression. I'm like, you know what? I play it by ear.
Right.
What I do is at every May, we send out a mass text. And we go, okay, who's in? And if everybody's like, well, why not? We're usually like, all right, well, let's throw something back together, do something.
Right. And that's the thing is that they play such fun music. Now, Kristen, at Lollapalooza, did you see anybody like getting like causing any trouble or perhaps being a little over-served or intoxicated?
Yeah, there were a couple of kids that were in line in front of me, and the line to get in was absolutely ridiculous. When I went in on Friday, it was probably around like 6 o'clock, and you know, I've never had the line be that bad, and where you just stand in a crowd of people with no organization for that long before at Lala. And then when I got to the front, they were trying to like we're in two lanes, and then all of a sudden they're like, no, all girls need to go like three lanes over because we can't pat you down.
Oh.
Well, like, they didn't tell it. Like, there was no communication until you got right to the front.
Ugh.
Everyone was complaining. But I saw several kids around me, and they were definitely overserved. Like, I can't believe they actually got let in.
Wow.
But I don't know if they were actually kids. Like, they could have been 21. I don't know.
Right.
They looked young.
Aw, Kristen, are you at that age where, like, the 21-year-olds are like kids? These kids. I know. Hey, what do you, I call you're a kid to me.
So,
look at these kids. Would you believe it was actually the citations and arrests were down this year, which is impressive. There were 34 arrests, 61 citations, and 238 medical transports, which is kind of, well, one, it was hot, so you're going to have people who are dehydrated.
Yeah.
Then you might have people who are injured, you know, in a, like, you know, with a big crowd like that. So that's pretty good. It was a drop in arrests. So there you go.
I did smell a lot of pot.
Oh, that's that's in the parking lot here at the Tribune Tower. So I don't know who it is and which office it is, or I'm not sure if it's, yeah.
You know, I have smelled that too. You know where you do that walk by where you're like,
I just got a contact high. I think someone goes down and smokes in their car, but that's not WGN. There are a lot of offices in this building. I just want to say there are restaurants and other retail places. But yes, if you need a little something while you're downtown, walk by our loading dock. You're sure to get a contact. Well, Kristen Decker, thank you so much for giving us your wrap up. And everyone can follow her pictures on Instagram at Kristen Decker. Is that right? No, wait.
I think I am Decker01.
Decker01 on Instagram and Kristen Decker on Facebook. And we should have you on. This is too much time goes in between when we have you on. So let's fix that.
Oh. Okay, perfect.
And I'll take you out for drinks in our neighborhood. There's some really...
Oh, yay. I can't wait to...
I'll show you the good places and the dives.
I can't wait to get to know that joint.
We can play pool at the Ham Tree Inn. It'll be fun. Thanks. Thanks, Kristen.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Have a great one.
You too. Talk to you later. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are breaking on through to the light of day, right? Break on through to the light of day? Anyway.
On the other side.
Oh, how about this side? Let's start on this side.
Break on through to the other side.
Oh, I've heard it both ways.
You're thinking about a different song.
Might be. Yeah. You're listening Pretty Late, and I was mentioning before the news that the Chicago Tribune is reporting that July was the deadliest July, this past July. I don't even know the best way to say this because I hate the idea that this is even a sentence. But last month was the deadliest July in Chicago in 10 years. And I know that you report on this all the time, Rob. It's every news broadcast, isn't it, that there's been a shooting? And
you know, unfortunately, I've fallen into the apathy of hearing it every day. So I personally have a rule just for myself up here in the newsroom. It's not a guideline that's been put out by management. But, you know, unless it's multiple shootings at one time, unless it involves someone of a younger age, or if there's some extenuating circumstance to the violence, I've kind of stopped reporting on it, and I apologize, but it's become too much.
Right, because when are we going to hit a tipping point? I mean, I was thinking about this and trying to think of, you know, we've gone around and around on solutions, and we invite our listeners to join us in the conversation, whether by text or by calling us, 312-981-7200. And it's very possible that we'll get no calls or texts because people are just tired and we don't have any answers. But I also want to know, I mean, there's frustrations. There's, you know, there's a desire to find a solution. But just today, Peter Nikias and other reporters in the Chicago Tribune reported that there were 11 wounded in shooting citywide today. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, like, it becomes kind of that thing where it's more like car accidents in parts of the city rather than people being shot.
Well, you touched on, you know, and let's give our air quotations here, those areas that are most afflicted by the gun violence. But tonight is a prime example of how it's now kind of seeping into those other areas. In the Lakeview neighborhood tonight, there was a man shot in the neck in an apparent robbery attempt, and he is now in critical condition in hospital. But Lakeview is not one of those typical neighborhoods that you think of.
Right. And at what point does it have to go to the other neighborhoods for people to want to do something?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Well, I'm going to answer that question for you, because I think the answer is, quite frankly, yes.
Yeah.
And here's the stark reality of where we live and Chicago right here and now. Until a group of people get blown away sitting outside Cortino's, nothing will be done. Until people start getting killed in the Tony neighborhoods along the Gold Coast of this city, nothing's going to get done. A lot of lip service has been paid up to this point, but I haven't seen a whole lot of action from this administration.
Right, and there hasn't been any action from this administration or the administration before it, because the gun violence, if we're talking about the deadliest in 10 years, that means that 10 years ago during Daley's administration, we had significant gun violence.
65 in July, Patty, 65.
That's unbelievable. But again, you know, you said unless it's going to be in the Gold Coast or Norwood Park or, you know, in Beverly, where no one, it doesn't seem as though it even registers anymore for anyone. And we talked a couple weeks ago about the violence that's happening around the world, and we think of how we want to. It's not easy having a conversation about gun violence, because we go into our corners, right? We go into our corners of, well, it's about gun control, it's about the economy of neighborhoods, and you know, whether it's Englewood or Austin or Roseland, and you know, we talk about, well, and also when there's violence around the world, it's about the extremists, the ISIS, or you know, just the individuals who have been driven to this by rage. But in these neighborhoods in Chicago, for the most part, are they mostly gang related, drug related, territory related, block by block?
I think the vast majority of them, though. But Patty, you touched on the issue. We compartmentalize these shootings, admittedly, I used to do that.
Right.
Oh, well, it's this or it's that. It's all of it.
Right.
It's socioeconomic. It's lack of opportunity. It's lack of respecting other people. It's lack of authority. It's the breakdown of the traditional family, if you will. you know, where kids, mostly men, young men, are going fatherless. I mean, it's all of it. It's one big package that's afflicting these communities, and we've got to tackle it all at the same time. I know it's daunting, you know, especially when I report on it, but you got to meet this thing head on, because this is only going to get worse.
It really is. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. I mean, I agree. It's a multi-tiered issue, because let's just correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. But didn't the CPD have like a major gang crackdown a few weeks back? They rounded up a whole bunch of guys trying to address the whole violence issue, and it did nothing. I mean,
you're right. They did primarily on the west side, but they did. I forget what the operation was called, but it was. Months in the planning, and they did catch quite a few gang members, some top leaders as well. But it's like a vacuum. There's
right.
always something, someone to come in behind them and fill that void.
But just it goes back to that, speaking to that issue. We always want to think that, well, it's a gang issue. You got to deal with the gangs. When you deal with the gangs, right, you have this power vacuum, something else fills in. So it's not, you know, it's like whack-a-mole. Every time you hit one, something else pops up. I think it's a little unfair to say that nothing's happening, but at the same time, not enough is happening.
Right, and I didn't want to suggest that the police are doing – they're working hard.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're working very, very hard, and they're doing what they can. But there are other things, you know, from a government standpoint – that need to be, you know, initiated. And look, let's be honest. I've been hearing more and more people coming out from these particular communities saying, this has got to stop. We've got to stop having grandparents raising kids. We've got to stop having teenage mothers. We've got, like, the whole, I mean, they know what's going on. They see it. And they get it.
Right.
So that's where we are.
It's just amazing to me, because I mentioned in the last half hour, you know, America's greatest front lawn, and miles, just a few miles away, there are shootings. You know, there are eight people killed, 53, and there were 53 shootings over the weekend. And just miles away from each other and worlds apart. You're listening pretty late after this. We'll carry on the conversation if you want to join us. 312-981-7200. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And joining me is Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. And we were talking a little bit about the violence in Chicago, and I feel like it's just becoming background noise because we feel helpless, and it seems hopeless. So I guess I don't know if it's better to keep talking about it, if people are just tired, if they don't want to even like deal with it anymore. But at some point, it is going to come to other neighborhoods. That's what I think, Elliot.
No, yeah, and hopelessness, don't get me wrong, talking about it, and there are a lot of folks, you hear about it, you see it on the news, you hear it on the radio, read about it in the paper. I think a thing that we really also need to remind folks of, there are people who are out there trying to address these things. There are people who are working within the communities, trying to work with these young folks, with these folks who are in need. They just don't get the publicity. You know, I kind of get a little frustrated because you hear this on social media all the time, that when one sort of incident occurs, they'll say, well, why aren't the community groups out there trying to do something about this? I'm like, well, guess what? They are out there. I've been to those community events. I've been to those block parties, and they're not block parties, but you know, the
outreach programs,
the neighborhood watch programs, that they are there trying to address this. Is just, you don't always see it on the news, you don't always hear about it, but the community is active.
Can you imagine how hard that is? Like, just banging your head against a wall, how devoted you must be to get up every day and go, I'm going to continue to make this world a better place. I'm, you know, just getting out there, showing up. That's the hardest part, I think, for us, is to just keep showing up when it seems like things are at their worst.
And on top of that, you have people who don't even want to recognize that you're doing that. That you're, again, there are folks, there are faith-based groups, there are community groups. They are in the neighborhoods trying to intervene, trying to change things. But you will have other folks who will insist that nothing's going on. And that really, to me, is not conducive to solving the problem. It just frustrates people. And I mean, I've done that sort of thing. I've been with those groups. I've been in communities. Part of my job is working, you know, with at-risk youth and trying to help them learn better ways of solving problems.
What can everybody else do, do you think? Having worked in those neighborhoods, showing up, what do they need? How can we support those groups? I mean, I'm not making you answer now. If you can think of anything that we could do here to support those folks who are in the neighborhoods, whether it's, as you mentioned, faith-based or education-based or just block-by-block based, you know, someone who sits on their front porch and just tells the kids, you know, lets the kids know that someone is watching out for them.
That right there. There you go, right there. I think a lot of times we tend to shut ourselves off to each other.
Right.
You know, you might think that if it's not happening on my block, I don't care.
Right.
You know, just these days, it's just being a good neighbor, being aware of what's going on around you, talking to folks around you. A lot of these things don't happen. They only happen because so many people just want to turn the other way and say, it's none of my business.
Right.
You know, if you can say, if you want to be an active participant in community change, you have to say, I want to be aware. I want to be vigilant. If I'm going to see something going on, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk to the people around me. I'm not going to shut myself off. A lot of times, you know, people, you know, lash out, act out because there's nobody paying attention. There's no one there. They don't feel that there's anyone there to help them. And I think if people spent a little more time just reaching out to each other and communicating and trying to help, this would happen a lot less.
And I think that's, you know, on a lesser scale in other neighborhoods, you're right. You know, whether it's Inglewood or it is, you know, Jefferson Park, if you see something that you can, and I think that we're hesitant. It seems like there's the extreme, right? One, we're afraid to say anything because it's none of our business. And then there are people who are like overreach, you know? I mean, there have been people who've called the cops. I mean, like, here is like the extreme of someone calling the cops because they see a 12-year-old on the playground by themselves and the parent isn't nearby. And you're like, okay, this is, you know, there's over-policing certain parts. You know, can you imagine if someone got a phone call about a 12-year-old in Inglewood playing by themselves in the playground? There, we have obviously a variety of different problems when it comes from different economic backgrounds. But I mean, I think that there is, you know, I try to, when I see kids behaving badly, just in a firm but friendly way, I think is the only way you can do it in some certain situations. That's going to be different if you're living in Inglewood, don't you think?
Yeah, and I mean,
well, firm but friendly works everywhere, doesn't it?
Firm but friendly works, but to me, I don't even always think about just the policing issue, although that's a big part of it.
I don't mean by police, by calling the police, but
right,
I mean,
right.
Like,
you know, but it's the whole monitoring. As Hillary Clinton always has said, it takes a village. Being a village that's involved in the lives of the people around us, mm-hmm. in the lives of the kids. You see these kids, you say, hey, how you doing? Do you need something? Are you okay? You know, but being supportive, being open. A lot of times, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, again, with a lot of the works that I do in different communities, you know, I go to the Inglewood community, I go to the park districts and work with those kids there. You go, all they want is someone to, like, you know, laugh with, smile. The majority of these kids want to stay out of trouble and just
to show that they matter.
Show that they matter. And if you treat them like someone who matters, that makes a tremendous difference.
And so I think what you're talking about, too, is spreading kindness, mm-hmm. you know, and that doesn't have to be necessarily, it could just be anywhere. You know, take a moment. I think that's something I'm trying to deal with is trying to be more patient when I see other people getting fed up with something or getting outraged, you know, when they're treating. I have a problem when people treat others badly, you know, as though they, you know, they're in a position above, whether it's a server at a restaurant or a cashier at the grocery store. I have a really hard time watching that. But I try to take a step back and I don't know what the way, you know, any way to sort of have an effect on others around, because we're talking about not just, you know, the bad neighborhoods. I think if we can, like, sort of have a center of kindness that hopefully just kind of carries over to the next person, and reaches. I mean, I don't know if I can go into Inglewood and say, hey, everybody, I want to be kind to you. But there has to be a way to.
I'm sorry. I've been in Wicker Park and seen people treat servers like jerks. So,
no.
I mean, it's really.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Again, that sense of entitlement that some folks have, you know, because you're a server, you really don't, you know, you don't matter as much or. Stuff. What?
Well, that you're here to serve me is kind of the attitude that people have, right? You're my server. They take that a little too seriously.
Your guy from the Scholars keeps giving me looks. Yeah. I'm like,
on the nose. He's on the nose. Sean's telling you that you're on the nose.
There we go. But again, it to me, I mean, it's really just about being involved in the lives of the people around you. You know, Don't shut yourself off. You know, there are people out there. I mean, think about how many times you walk by that homeless person on the Wacker Drive and not even say hello. You know, there are people who pass through our lives. A lot of times we don't even give them a second look. And who knows, that maybe just a word or say, hey, do you need something? Is there anything I can do? You know, they can say no, thank you. Or you could be that lifeline that they need. And that's in every case.
So intense.
I know. But again, that's like, I spreading kindness. I know it sounds like an idealistic thing and it sounds like a kind
so
of
touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely Pollyanna. But, it's at the root of it, it's incredibly powerful and effective. And then after that, then we got to talk about, you know, making sure we properly fund the schools, make sure these kids have, you know,
jobs,
hot lunches, that these young women have access to birth control. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting played out here. All right. So
I like this. You're fine.
Yeah. So anyway, vote for me in 2020.
I know. Elliot, I don't know, what office do you want to run for? Do you want treasurer? Oh, for king. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late on WGN 720. I'm Patty Vasquez. And coming up after the news, we're going to hear from the Scholars, our most popular band. Tess Considine and the Scholars have made more appearances than anybody else on our show for Music Monday. And I'm excited to hear their music tonight and hoping it's not their last time together. We'll talk about that later. Elliot Serrano joins me in studio. We have a lot more coming up to talk about, so we want you to stick around. We have, Elliot, I don't know if you saw this story. Did you see they're going to make a remake of Splash?
Yes, and I was instrumental in the casting change.
Yeah, I kind of love the idea of the casting change. It's a gender switch.
Yeah, because the nerds got angry, so we're evening it up.
How can the nerds get angry and want this casting choice?
Yeah, because
the girl will be a nerd?
The girls got to be Ghostbusters. The guys get to be a mermaid.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's the switch.
What?
Yes, Channing Tatum will be a mermaid.
Well, I guess if you're going to pick a merman, he would be the guy you'd go for. But...
Yeah, yes, I would. Oh, he's my merman. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We have the Scholars with us again, and I've been told that this may or may not be their last performance together. We don't know. So we are also on Facebook Live. You can go to WGN Radio's Facebook page and watch some of the video in studio. It's better to hear them on the radio, though, because that's where Bob Ferguson makes them sound as great as they sound in the studio.
Yeah,
so go to WGN Radio or WGNRadio.com. But right now, here are the Scholars with Song for All of Us. Here we go.
So long ago, I don't remember when I used to sit and listen to the sounds of where I've been. It seems to me that this song, it seems to bring a cold. And I think that I just did what I was told. If I told you there's no turning back, would you turn yours? I've seen the world around me making peace and there was wars. Saw the music flowing past, you sang a different tune. Nothing that I listened to was good enough for you. Why can't you see I did this all for you? I listened to this song as I read the bass out of you. Why can't you see I did this all for you? Turn off the song for all of us and turn it on. Oh, you. Song, treated it for something new. Nothing good could come of it, and nothing good from you. Didn't realize what I went wrong until it was too late. My song was a song of love, and you sang what it paid. Well, I believed you, and I should have ran away. What I did will haunt me until my judgment day. You don't want me to escape your twisted melody. Someday I'll find a way out, just a way to see it. Yeah. I just do it and see. Yeah. Why can't you see? I did this all for you. I listened to not do this all for you. Turn off this all for all of us and turn it off. Oh, you. Whoa, whoa.
Our favorite band here. I'm pretty late between Tess Considine and the Scholars. They've had the most appearances in any other music group that we've had, and we love having you guys on. I would be heartbroken if you guys weren't able to perform. I know you guys, you've going to college, got lives in other towns, Boston, whatever back there. And also, are you going to school in the area? In Indiana, that you can make it back for rehearsals. Was that really the first time you guys? So the first time you guys have played you haven't played the entire time since your last appearance on the show. We're going to catch up with the Scholars in just a little bit. You're listening pretty late, and Elliot Serrano is in the studio with us as well. There's Elliot. Elliot, we have a conversation off the air about Melania Trump's photos that appeared. Was it the New York Post? The
New York Post.
They put it on the front cover.
Yeah.
Is this who you want as your first lady? Now, here's the thing. Those photos have been there for a while, right?
They've been around for a while.
Since 1995,
yes.
96.
Yeah.
So presumably they knew about. I don't know when to end the video.
Everyone knew about the photos. It's nothing new.
Yeah. It's nothing new, and I don't think it's pertinent to the election at all. I don't see any reason to drag these out right now. Do you?
When they go low, go high. That's not going high. That's going low.
That's going low.
Yeah.
It's not coming from if it's coming from the Democrat campaign, I don't see any purpose to it, any sort of benefit to it at all.
No, it's just it's muckraking, and it's not even muckraking. I mean, if you ask me, the fact that Melania Trump might have had photos in the past, I mean, that has nothing to do with
His policies has
nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's what she's done. In fact, I don't even know why people are pulling her into it.
It's just about shaming, isn't it?
Yeah, but why shame her of
exactly.
all people? I mean, she's not the one who's running for president.
Not at all.
She's not the one who's making this whole thing an issue.
Well, and the other thing is, I have no problem with her photos.
No.
I think she's got a beautiful body.
Yeah.
People are making fun of or shaming her for is that she posed nude with another woman. So is that something that reflects Republican values? I think they're gorgeous photos. They're two beautiful women, and if that's something that offends anybody or shocks them or makes them uncomfortable, then don't look at it. But posturing it on the front page of a major newspaper, I think this is just for, you know, the titillating, and I use that word. I know that it sounds silly to use it there, but it is to, you know, sensationalize it. People can go look at photos of her anytime they want.
I think if there's going to be an issue about it, it is within the GOP that for the last 8 years they have criticized Michelle Obama for her quote unquote shortcomings as a first lady,
everything from short sleeves to telling people how to eat,
and making a video talking about kids getting exercise,
right?
And yet they are fully behind Melania Trump. So I mean, to me, I will say this, spinning it positively. If this means that the GOP is getting behind hot first ladies who will pose with other women, I'm all for it.
If that's the platform.
If that's the way it's going to go, I'm all for it.
The scholars are all in, too. They're all for that. Rachel, by the way, I wanted to mention, I told them that you played the ukulele. You don't happen to have your ukulele with you, do you?
I don't. I wish I did.
I know. I didn't think of it until we were all here. Do you play the guitar, too?
Yes.
Do you want to play? She plays a guitar. Where they're offering up Michael's guitar for you. I don't know. I think we should find something before they're done tonight for you to join in on.
All right.
Yeah. Did you? That's a new guitar that Michael has, or it's a different one. Michael, is there a time during the show that Rachel can join in and use your guitar?
Or you know what? Maybe I can just sing along.
You
that might
sing?
Be better. Yeah.
Well, now we have to find a song for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Brown Eyed Girl? You do Brown Eyed Girl? Have you done that for me before? You have. How about Brown Eyed Girl? Do you know that one?
Kind of?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that later. This sounds fantastic. All right. We're going to figure this out before the end of the show. Let's take a quick break here. I know that we have an EAS coming up in just a little while. So the scholars are going to hang tight. And we'll be back after this on 720 WGN. You want to hear Rachel sing? You know you do. More after this. You're listening pretty late. Hey, Rachel, I know we have an EAS coming up in a little bit. Do you know if he needs me to do anything or just stop talking at the...
I will just count you down in your ear, and then you can throw it to the lovely sounding EAS.
So I don't do anything. I don't push any buttons.
No buttons.
The EAS always makes me nervous. I just want to make sure
me
I do
too.
It right. It's an important function.
Well, it's going to come
station.
Either way. Mm-hmm. So he's just warning us. So we know to stop talking.
So we're not like terrified by it.
Yes.
Happen.
Yeah. No. Have you ever been in a situation where you've heard not just the EAS? Because they'll do like a – we get the National Weather Service kind of give us a buzz in the studio, and we find out about flooding circumstances and things like that. But have you ever been in a situation where you've heard like sirens go off or the – for reals, for what?
Tornado warnings.
Yes.
Yeah. And all that freaked me out because when you hear the EAS and you hear the warning, you're like, okay, something serious.
For reals
going
is happening.
For
yeah.
reals. So
there was one Griffin. I want to say Griffin was still in preschool. So this is like 9 years ago, and he was going to a preschool on Elston Avenue on the northwest side of Chicago. And I went to go pick him up early because I knew that it's kind of a storefront preschool, and they like so whole wall of just glass. And I don't know, you know, I don't know that those kinds of facilities have trained their have had like, you know, drills. Emergency drills. So I went to go pick him up, and sure enough, there had been the warnings for it. Was that, remember, it was when like in Logan Park, like trees were uprooted mm-hmm. and cars were all kinds of damage all over the city. So we are 10 seconds away from our EAS. So for those of you who want to know, we are just running a test of the EAS. So that is coming up in how many seconds do I have? 2 seconds. One, two. Okay, then.
You're good.
Very good.
We all passed.
We all passed the test. I know. What was expected of me? Esmeralda, did you do everything you were supposed to? I feel like we should do something. Like, we should have our own drill during the EAS.
Well, I remember in school we would have to get in front of the lockers in the hallway and uh-huh. put... you'd be crouched down and you put your hands over your neck.
Just want you to know
supposed
that
to help you in any tornado
like
situation.
Like a blast or something. I want you to know that all the gentlemen in this, all the scholars, all hunched over and grabbed the back of their neck in response.
Very knowing. Good. Probably would do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But good
hey,
job.
Hey, it's better than what, I don't know if Elliot and I are similarly aged, I would say. We're in the same age group, same demo. We were still at the tail end of get under your desk for a nuclear blast.
A nuclear blast, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now we all know, thanks to the last Indiana Jones movie, that you're supposed to get inside a refrigerator.
Yes.
That will save you from
inside a
blast.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
But the Freon will kill you.
The Freon.
or
just being
you.
Locked in the fridge.
Yes.
Because you end suffocating.
Do they open from the inside?
No, they don't.
That's
the problem.
Right, because why would they? Why
the
would the food
ones,
need to get out?
Right, the old ones didn't. The new ones could, but the old one, no.
Michael, you're looking very confused about the crawling in the fridge for a nuclear blast. You don't want to know? Don't want to. I go back and forth about being ready for a situation. We were talking to Kristen Decker earlier about Lollapalooza, and what I didn't want to ask her, because she likes going to those events, those big crowded events, does she have an emergency plan?
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if something happens at these things... again. And I have a feeling that's probably why the city of Chicago had a lot of extra security.
Oh, they had FBI agents there.
Yeah, for the last, because something like Lala is prime mm-hmm. for something to happen. And yeah, if something occurred, what would you do?
Right.
You know, all I know is, you know, I'm staying in front at by stage when Radiohead comes out. If everybody else is running, of course. You know, I haven't seen Radiohead in a long time.
You think they're going to keep playing in the event of some sort of
they're
event?
They're not going to know that right. there's anything going on.
Are they that loud? You know, is that what you're saying?
It'll be like, and you'll hear screaming and people, and they'll be like, what? Just keep going, dude. Keep going.
We're fine. We're fine.
We're fine.
Yeah, well, what the responders call it is a soft target, which is a, yeah.
Also a very large target.
Very large. Do you ever think about, Esmeralda, when you're in a big crowd or in a situation, what would I do in the case of an emergency?
Run?
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
Well, I don't know if I could be in the middle of a crowd like that.
Middle of a huge crowd.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If you go to the Taste or if you just go to the park.
Yeah.
I was just at Millennium Park and there's that free music series. That was just a sea of humanity.
Yeah. I saw the pictures.
Yeah. So that could, I mean, that could easily have gone awry.
So do you look around and go, where's my escape route? Do you ever do that?
I do think about it on the train.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I had to jump, where would I jump from and onto that building? And then I think, no, I couldn't even make it. So what am I trying to...
Why are you jumping from the train?
Because what if something happens and you're stuck on the train?
Right,
and
Rachel?
Something happens.
So
I have a question. What is our emergency plan here? Like, even in the case of bad weather, because we're in a glass room.
Oh, it's a good question.
Run towards probably the inside
yeah.
of the
yeah. Like everyone come in the booth with me.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's no. You run to the middle of the building. I would assume.
I think we go that way.
Well, you know,
towards the basement.
Rachel does have a very protected booth.
What was that? Hold on. What was that, Aaron?
If this window breaks, you have other issues. So this is really solid.
Well, actually, someone threw a was it a brick? Someone threw a brick at John Williams, and it cracked the window. So
Aaron Wells, John Williams.
No. No, like King John Williams, a radio host extraordinaire here at WGN. So, yeah, I think that, yeah, probably go that way. The only place we have to go is...
You pointed
You know
that
where the basement
way,
is.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
I do know what... I by the way, Rachel, I can take you into the stairwells.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yes.
And then we can do stairs.
We can just do stairs.
And next EAS, we should do burpees.
Oh! See, Rachel
next month.
has the right plan in mind here. Let's do burpees.
No. Good luck, guys.
No.
What?
No.
You're not going to like it while you're doing them, but afterwards.
Do you do burpees, Rachel? What kind of workouts are you doing?
I do jiu-jitsu and then
they
lifting.
Make you do burpees?
No, I do burpees by myself.
A self-motivated burpee.
I'm a self-motivated burper.
Burper.
Okay, hey, you know, I do burpees, but it's usually
They're
after
clapping.
Six-pack.
Burpees are mean.
They are.
I do them only when someone yells at me and tells me I have to.
Right. They're for people who really loathe themselves.
I get the feeling that Rachel would do very well at my CrossFit at the doghouse.
I would like to try CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. I think that you should. By the way, I need to do some working out because on Friday night we had the Marines here for Semper Film and Peace Pizza. Bill from Peace Pizza brought us over a bunch of pizzas for the Marines. And no, guys, you don't get pizzas until you know, maybe for the fire department when you put some time in. But Bill brought us some amazing pizzas. They have an anniversary coming up and I know that you guys want to get over to Pizza. It's such good pizza and they've got so many. They had a pizza with like hot dogs. That he collaborated with them and had just this amazing hot dog.
FYI, they're doing brunch now.
What?
On Sundays with eggs on certain pizzas.
What?
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Peace Pizza. It's such good pizza. And they take care of our Marines every single month. We thank them for that.
And their Bloody Marys are super good.
Were they better than ones you had yesterday? Ooh, no. Really?
I don't. No comment.
Interesting, because you had said that. You said the standard had been set. And you wanted to see how the folks of Highwood met that challenge. And you're saying they
that
may
piece
have fallen
Bloody
short.
Bloody Mary is so good, though.
Is there a pizza in it?
It, you know what? It has a piece of hot dog sausage.
And he likes to have a piece of hot dog sausage in a lot of different
Who
things.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like to have a piece of hot dogs sausage? So that's Peace Pizzeria. And that is at 1927 West North Avenue in Chicago. Go to Peace Pizza, peacechicago.com for information about all that. They have like karaoke. I know I saw Kristen Decker's boyfriend doing their live band karaoke. So much fun. Do you said you sing a little bit of karaoke with your family.
Oh, yeah. Are you
a karaoke-er in public?
After my six-pack and before burpees, yeah. I will karaoke in public.
Oh, by the way, it's 15 years. Can you believe that Peace Pizza has been there for 15 years?
I can't believe people still think that New York pizza is better than Chicago pizza.
Well, that's a different conversation all around. I think they're from Connecticut. So it is kind of East Coast pizza, but they have their own twist. And they go gourmet.
But again,
they're not messing around.
New York. Connecticut's not New York.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, well, you have to roll up your pizza. You're not doing it right.
That's true.
I don't know.
By the way, speaking of Rachel and her jiu-jitsu, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen Rachel. She's like 5. How tall are you, Rachel?
5'2".
5'2". The most intimidating 5'2 you're ever going to see.
She announces her presence with authority, doesn't she?
With authority.
Yeah, I do.
She does. The way she walks, she kind of like... It's,
she's got guns.
Guys, I've got a stripe on my white belt now.
What?
Oh. I am hardcore.
Where do you study jiu-jitsu?
Lake County Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
All the way out there?
I live in Crystal Lake.
I know. So I wasn't sure if you're like someday,
it's a Mundelein.
Someday in between there and coming to WGN, you should stop at the doghouse. I think I'm along the way.
Yeah.
We could do some doghousing.
All I'm saying is, Patty, please don't make Rachel do stairs with us because she's going to make me do burpees.
She's gonna
I'm not going to have a choice.
You guys should come to jiu-jitsu.
I would love to do jiu-jitsu. That sounds amazing. Between that and Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy and I have a very powerful martial arts show.
I did martial arts at the Degerberg Academy in Lincoln Square, but I got up to my orange belt. I was like a two-stripe orange belt. You get promoted after the third. And I was going to go green belt, and then I was sparring with somebody, and he kept hitting me in the face. And I didn't have any of the head protection yet. And I asked him to stop punching me in the face. And he said, "You need to move faster." And I'm like, "I'm out. I'm done. If you're going to be a jerk, I'm out. I can't."
I have seen all 6 Karate Kid movies, so that's basically my training.
Hold on a second. Okay, Ralph Macchio, Hilary Swank. Because Ralph didn't do the third, did he?
He did 3.
He did a third?
He did 3.
I've never seen the third. What's the third one about?
I forget. It's like completely different. There's even a new girl and everything. But 3,
that's 3 annoying.
Macchio, Hilary Swank, and then there's
Jaden Smith.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay. Right.
And then, oh, that's right. The
3, 4, 5. How's there 6?
There's one more.
I don't remember what it is. I think you're making it up. Thin air. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And joining us tonight for Music Monday are the Scholars. And they're about to play because Bob Ferguson makes them sound amazing. I mean, they play well, but he makes you guys sound good on the air. I'm just saying. It's all him. Here they are playing Latin Heat into Stand Tall.
You always try to charm me down with the notion that you're better all around, holding your head high like you rule the world, never paying much attention to what you're told. Stand there looking oh so smug, sweeping everybody's dreams under a rug, acting like you're always number one. You expect that life will go the way you want. What's the secret mentality that you're living by? When you're making the efforts all questioned by, stuck on the fact that it's the right thing to do, while you force the world to turn its back on you. Those who call you friends, they're just pawns you play. When you're under pressure, you've no words to say. You avoid their thoughts and put them on the shelf. Your favorite conversation's in the mirror to yourself. You say you trust, they don't trust you back. You think the world is bright when it's all pitch black. Then your vicious ways, living on your own. Be ashamed of the master that you become. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's the secret mentality that you're living by? When you're making the effort, it's all questioned by. Stuck on the fact that it's the right thing to do, while you force the world to turn his back on you. Oh, man, I'm a trombone, ladies and gentlemen. Ever going to believe in you? You're a joke to all, and that's the truth. Then your vicious ways, living on your own, you stained all the moths of the true big O. Yeah. What's the secret mentality that you're living by? When you're making the experts all question why, stuck on the fact that it's the right thing to do. While you force the world to turn its back on you. Turn his back on you, yeah, yeah. Turn his back on. Blue world we live in. Her troubles are easily seen. But I spend my whole life just knowing it's never the same as it seems. But I can change the world if I am on my own. We all can make it better if we just lift off. Take something that you know is worth your blood and bones. Keep your head up, keep going, and you'll never fall. Makes an effort to blind us and spoon feeds the things that we see. We hold a power within us to bring the world down to its knees. But I cannot change the world if I am on my own. We all can make it better if we just stand tall. Take something that you know is worth your blood and bones. Keep your head up, keep going, and you'll never fall. Bound to beliefs we are born with, we blindly succumb to our fears. And our hearts of flame is still burning, so one day we all could break free. But I cannot change the world if I am on my own. We all can make it better if we just lift off. Take something that you know is worth your blood and bones. Keep going, I keep going, and you'll never fall. Yeah, you'll never fall. No, you'll never fall. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's the Scholars on WGN Radio. I'm trying to get my headphones back in. You guys, that was a Vlad, are you doing all right over there? You're good. You good? There's a lot more jumping around, and now that you have that man bun to flip around, again, that's the Scholars performing live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and they're one of our favorite bands. They actually have appeared more than any other band on pretty late in the last 3 years. They started out, there was a competition, a battle of the bands out in the suburbs, and we are thrilled to have made a relationship with them. Bob Ferguson, thank you again so much for coordinating all that, making sure that the band's not only in our show, but also on Justin Kaufman's show. And anytime we have live performers, he makes that happen. And Vlad, how are you doing? By the way, I'm still doing the Facebook video live, so you'll be able to post that. You guys can share it later. I'm all waving. You know, the security guards were asking me, one guy was down on the loading dock. He's like, oh, you're having them back. That's great. So if you saw him, one of the guards was out in the on Michigan Avenue waving. That's the one that was thrilled that you're back. Now, Rachel, are you up for singing with them in a little bit? I think we're going to get some music from you. Now you're getting peer pressure.
I mean, yeah, I can do it.
You can do it?
I don't know the song too well, but yeah, I mean, apparently I need to join the band, so.
Apparently you need to join their band?
Yeah, well, apparently they're chanting.
I think so.
An honorary scholar.
Mike. Oh, an honorary scholar. What was that, Michael?
Be careful. The last girl we had in the band dated the lead singer.
Well, I don't know if my boyfriend would be too happy with that.
There's so much screaming in the studio. Elliot, this is your first time. I can't believe with all the times you've been on my show, you've never been here on the same night as the scholars.
I haven't. Although, okay, guys, Rachel's got a boyfriend. Plus, she knows jujitsu. I'd be careful.
Yeah. Well, she's a white belt single stripe. I mean, I'm not under. Although she does burpees by choice and not out of force. So she has a lot. Yeah, she's kind of.
No, she just forces other people to do the burpees.
Like to be a taskmaster.
Do you? Oh, I don't know if you should tell
them
that.
Guess what we're doing during commercial, guys?
Are we doing burpees during the commercials?
Yeah. I'm wearing a dress.
That sounds like you could. Wait, no, but no one look in the studio while she does her burpee. Oh, because if you do it behind the door, like people on WGNRadio.com can't see up your dress. I'm just saying.
Dad.
Is your dad listening tonight?
I know my mom is, actually, why I said hi to him.
I am not encouraged. I'm not telling Rachel that she has to do burpees in her dress. That is not happening on the show tonight. I'm just saying, should you want to, there is a discreet way to do it without anyone notice. I have a dress on. I'll do it, kind of.
By the windows from Michigan Avenue.
I just drank a dirty chai, so I know. I did. I finished the dirty chai, I think that might turn out poorly for me if I try to do any burpees. But I'll give it a shot. Now, do you bounce back up? Because when we do burpees at the doghouse, I have video of myself doing it, and I'm not in a rush to get up. I mean, the problem with doing a burpee is if those of you who aren't familiar with a burpee, you get down on the floor on your belly, and then you bounce back up and you jump.
Yeah, you jump up, you go down, mm-hmm. you do a push up. Then you get back
wait
up.
A minute, wait
jump.
A minute, wait a minute. We don't do, I don't do a push up. I don't, this
you
is,
do the push up.
No, well, I don't
I
do a push up.
The
no, I just get on the floor and then I get back up again.
You gotta do the push up.
We don't do the push up at the, not everybody does it at, because we do sometimes 60 to 100 burpees.
Oh, gosh.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Well, that's way more intense than me. I'll do like 10.
I would, right. No, we do sets of burpees. So there's no way.
I find that jumping kind of helps keep the momentum. So if you just kind of jump up and then flop back down on the floor, do the push-up, jump up, it just, it hurts.
I flop either
less.
Way.
You flop either way. The thing with getting down on my belly is I kind of want to stay there. Do you ever do burping? You're like, I'm just going to stay here for a little bit.
I'm going to take a nap.
I don't see any rush in getting back up.
You could do it into a plank.
A plank is fine.
Yeah.
But then how do I plank? How long do I plank for?
I don't know, 2 minutes?
How long do you want
to that's fine. But then I'm done. I don't have to do any more burpees. By the time we come back from the break, I'll just have planked. Or plunked. Do you planked?
I'll plank during the break.
Planking. Yeah, let's plank. Everybody's planking during the break, and that's for you at home as well. If you're not familiar with how to plank, go to YouTube. There's plenty. Do you prefer elbows or palms?
Palms.
Palms.
Oh, I do.
Elbows.
Elbows.
A lot of conversation about planking. Oh, there's security. You have drawn the attention of security, gentlemen. I just want you to know that. All right, coming
That's
up after
typical.
This. During the break, we'll be planking. And when we come back, let's find out what Elliot thinks of the new Splash movie idea. And are there other movies that should have a gender and or perhaps like a heritage flip, right? Do you do a whole, do you make an entire cast? Like About Last Night was flipped and turned into an all African-American cast, which I thought was a great result. More after this on 720 WGN. Join the conversation anytime at 312-981-7200. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. If you are on WGNRadio.com, you have to see a whole room of people planking. And you can go to WGNRadio.com right now and still rewind it to that. Oh, no, maybe you can't. Esmeralda, I don't think you can see us during the commercials, can you?
Not during the commercials, no.
Oh.
I don't believe.
Interesting.
There's commercials on their own online.
Oh, well. Sorry, everybody. You can see us getting up from planking, I guess. Michael, were there people climbing on you while you were planking?
I had two over 200-pound boys on top of me.
Is this something we do during band rehearsals? What's happening?
Usually we're on top of Kevin.
Is that usually really? No, he's like, it's not true. He's offended by that. I have a question for you guys. Are you, who has to get up the earliest tomorrow? Because I don't know. How early are you getting up tomorrow, Aaron? 6 a.m.
4:45. I got to be back downtown at 8.
So how many more songs do you guys want to stay for? Because I don't want to make you stay.
All of them. We miss you.
Aw, so you're staying all the way till 2?
Yeah.
Probably going home till around 4. If you don't kick us out, we'll stay here until like
3. All right. They're staying through the end of the show. But you get no sleep then, Michael. Are you driving?
Yeah.
So you.
Me and Kevin are driving.
If Vlad, will you drive so we can nap in the car?
I can drive. He won't let me drive. It's his car. But I will totally offer to do so because I am hyped up on coffee.
I'm possessive about my car.
What do you drive? Come closer to the microphone. You know that.
I don't drive a good car, but it's still my car.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying.
2015 Outlander.
That's a good car.
Wait a minute.
It's not like a
2015.
A 2015.
Not a good car
or anything, but like.
I have a 2010 Prius.
It is brand new. I like my car.
Okay.
Yes, Vlad. Go ahead, Vlad.
2005.
Yes.
Toyota Sienna with the power doors.
What?
Power doors. Yeah, oh, yeah. You have a minivan.
It's a button.
Aww. Does it have a little bit of wood paneling in there, too?
Yeah.
He's got a soccer mom car.
That's a good date car.
It's great to take it to car meets because everybody's like, car mom.
Elliot, I'm not sure what's happened in the studio. I think everyone got a little jacked after we did planking. How come you didn't plank with us?
He had to take the pictures.
I was taking pictures. Plus, I don't plank. I was searching for plankton.
Plankton
is something that whales need.
Interesting.
So I was Googling plankton. I think that was my bit. Science.
Yeah,
for science.
Fair enough. When do you guys want to do a song? Rachel, when do you want to do a song with
now.
A?
Now, right now.
No, not right now. Look, she's saying no.
Oh, what's up? I was talking to Bob
about doing a Brown Eyed Girl. Do you want to have a chance to do that?
We have to have
a powwow with Bob too to see what works.
Yeah.
As far as do we need to do a sound check for Brown Eyed Girl?
I know like the chorus and the part where they sing la 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 la. So I mean, I can totally be like a good backup dancer.
Okay.
And then some backup vocals.
Okay. What song would you be interested in singing with them aside from? There must be a song that you have in your repertoire.
They said I Just Can't Wait to Be King, but some of them don't know it or something.
We can fake I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
they're ready to figure it out for you to sing that one.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, let's figure that one out in a little bit. Go practice in the green room.
What are you figuring out?
The Can't Wait to Be King. Why are you making that? Rachel's requesting it. That's what she would sing.
That was an option I was given.
Go in the green room. You have homework now.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Go in the green room. Go work it out. Go work. I bet anything that Kevin does already knows it. He's like, he's not even.
I just heard someone say I get to be Simba, so I'm pretty pumped for that.
You get to be Simba. Elliot, you look a little suspicious of this entire adventure.
So wait, we're talking about the Lion King, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't ask for like Let It Go.
Because earlier they had said that particular Lion King song, and I was like, oh, that would be funny. I know that. Oh,
there you go, since you know
that's
it.
Not like my karaoke song.
What's your karaoke song?
I have several. I really like a Virgin. Mm-hmm. If I have a partner, I like Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Fleetwood Mac.
Baby.
Kind of depends. Depends on the crowd. I love karaoke.
I don't. Well, I mean, I love watching other people karaoke.
Decker wants us to do station karaoke.
Ooh. Well, I've had live karaoke on my show. We've had live band karaoke on the show. We had Charles Turk sang Big Balls on the show.
Oh.
We also...
I'm glad you put that part at the end because you went big, I'm sorry.
No, he's saying that on the air.
I've seen him do that song.
I sang a little bit of After Midnight by Patsy Cline.
Right.
And we had Oh Mickey, You're So Fine. Someone sang that.
Yeah.
We did a lot of it. It's you have to. The singer has to be really good for us to justify having it on the air.
Right. I know. My other one is TikTok by Kesha.
Do you want to see if they know TikTok instead of?
No. I'm not going to make them play Kesha.
How funny would that be? Esmeralda, I'm sure I've asked you before your go-to songs for karaoke.
Shoop, Salt and Pepper. Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran.
That's a good one.
And I have tried to do Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, but I had a little too much to drink and the words were not coming out properly.
I'm intimidated when I go to karaoke and people are really, I mean, like, who wants to go mess that up? There's some people who take it seriously. They have rehearsed. They've done this many times. And then I'm going to go up there and like, when do I sing? Wait, is this when I go? When do I wait?
There's some folks who take it real serious. And you're like, wow, you could be in a band. And sometimes they'll go, I am in a band. I'm like,
see, and then that doesn't count. I was like, you're just cheating now because you can sing properly. Karaoke's for the ones who can't.
I agree. It's for people who stink.
Exactly. It's supposed to be fun and you're supposed to live out your band superstar dreams because you can't for real. Because
you never will. Mm-hmm. You never had a shot.
Exactly.
It was never happening. They were never going to draft us. It is. It's just like that. I agree with her.
A jukebox hero. I want to be a jukebox hero. That's my go-to song.
I like I Love Rock and Roll because I finally know how to do it a little bit.
Oh, I get it.
I like that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or anything by the Little River Band.
Yeah.
I will do anything by the Little River Band.
Have you ever seen a song done so badly it ruins a song for you?
Yeah.
I can't ever.
That's happened too.
Listen to the song again.
I've ruined songs for myself.
Aww.
Yeah.
I thought I could do, what's the one? Turn Around.
Oh,
Bright
yeah.
Eyes. I tried doing that one. That ended badly for me.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse.
Yeah.
Turn Around.
That's one of the freakiest music videos you'll ever see.
It is. Is this one with their hair blowing and everything?
Yeah, but then the guy turns around, you see his eyes, and they're like bright, bright eyes. And you're like, whoa.
But she says turn around, bright eyes.
Right. I was like, no, please, just turn back around. I don't want to see those eyes anymore.
Oh, this is one of my favorite messages I've ever gotten from a guest. Rachel, Elliot, Esmeralda, get this. We have a guest coming in who wants to promote a show he's doing. Chris, if you're listening, this is really cracking me up. He sent me a message that said, I was on a date. I'm running late. He'll be here soon. I think that's a pretty late first. I was on a date and I'm running late.
Is that good?
I hope it's good for him.
Because he's running late, which means he that's lost track of time.
That's some cojones to be scheduled for a radio show and be like, I ran a little long on my. Well, I mean, I've let Elliot off the hook for an entire night when he had a date.
See, but that means he thought it was going to be a set time.
Yeah,
for
he
his
did.
Date.
He thought this was going to end.
I thought it was going to be a set time too. It was a set time for disaster.
Oh boy.
I'm getting played off again.
You're not getting played off. This is our toward the end of the hour. We try to make sure every hour that we hit our news on time. So I've asked producers to make sure that I'm aware of the time constraints. We have a couple of minutes, but we're going to let the music play right under us like this. Can I do that?
I want to thank all the ladies.
This is perfect.
It was
a little jazzy.
Mm-hmm. That's another song.
What is?
Take a Chance on Me.
Take a Chance on Me. Sing along.
ABBA?
ABBA.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a great song? I mean.
Dancing Queen?
Dancing Queen's a good one. Fernando. Can you see the lights, Fernando?
Why are you singing to Fernando? What is that about?
Fernando. It's about the failed Mexican revolutionary.
Oh, okay.
Well, this would be a good karaoke, L-O-V-E, by Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
You can sing karaoke to it right now because it's the karaoke track.
Oh, it is? Oh. How does it go, though? The very thought of you? Yeah, I don't know the words, though.
O is for the only one. I see, right? Is that how?
Yeah, I think I'm dancing with you. Oh.
It's
oh, come here and sing it, Aaron.
It's something, something.
Do you know these words? We're doing live band karaoke in the studio. Come on, Aaron.
They can't
What's
hear
on,
it.
What, where are we at? Here.
They can't hear the track here.
Can you not use it? Where are we at? Are you at the right place?
But anyway.
I feel like we should be like, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway,
it's a wonderful night.
We're still on the air.
I want to thank all the producers,
try the
all
veal.
The people who helped us get to this point. And I want to thank my wife, my beautiful wife at home. Tell the kids, go to bed. They can go to bed.
Mm-hmm. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And we are so thrilled to have the Scholars back with us to play for Music Monday. Right now, we have guest vocalist producer Rachel Woodall, and here they are with I Can't Wait to Be King. And guest vocalist Rachel Woodall. I didn't get to get all that on Facebook Live, but here's the thing, because I screwed up earlier. I was so concentrating on doing the video. The reason people couldn't hear you singing was I left my mic open earlier. That was all done on the air. Everyone heard everything. That was such a great job, you guys. How'd that feel, singing with Rachel?
Awesome. Why was it?
That was fun?
I haven't played a song in like 2.5 years.
You haven't played it? Really? You, I would not have been able to tell. It was so good. Rachel, what a great job.
That was... I couldn't hear myself, so. That
was... Hey, welcome to...
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's get a little soupy. That was really wonderful. Again, that was Rachel Woodall, guest vocalist with The Scholars tonight. Yeah, that was so much fun. We're gonna... That's my phone. Sorry, everybody. I'm posting that little short part of the video right there. Elliot Serrano is joining us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We've been talking on and off about the remake of Splash, which is going to be starring
Channing Tatum.
As the
Merman,
the
right?
Merman.
That wouldn't be the Mermaid. Yeah, it would be Merman.
That would be a totally different movie, maybe.
Maybe.
The Mermaid.
True. That's true.
Esmeralda, what are your thoughts on a remake? Have you seen Splash, the original?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them.
Well, the thing was, I mean, the original Splash starred Tom Hanks, mm-hmm. Daryl Hannah, and directed by Ron Howard.
Correct.
This is back when, you know, Ron Howard was still the budding, you know, filmmaker, now, Oscar winner. So that is going to be a tough act to follow if you're going to redo that. But again, I think now nerd boys are getting their just due now.
But do you think nerd boys care enough about Splash to be like, hey, wait, is that really something?
Splash is just the beginning. I think after that, we're going to have an all-male Charlie's Angels. Okay. Charlie's Angels is going to be three guys.
Fair enough.
And then after that...
Yummy.
So wait, you mean every spy movie ever?
So James Bond will be a woman?
Ooh, I would like that.
Well, yes.
You know, you can have...
Jane Bond?
Sure. We get Mary Poppins, though. I want a male Mary Poppins.
Absolutely.
Mario Poppins.
Mario Poppins.
Mario Poppins. We'll also make him Italian.
Okay.
So Mario.
Fair
Mario.
Enough. Have you seen some of the excerpts of Dick Van Dyke's biography where he talks about his life was one filled with indulgence?
Oh, yeah. No, Dick
wow.
Van Dyke has led an awesome, awesome life.
He's like 90, 91 yeah. and still having a great time.
Yeah, well, one of my favorites. I wasn't from his recent biography, but I remember him talking about when he did the Robinson Crusoe Disney film. When his Friday was the chimp. He was the stranded Navy pilot and with a chimp on a desert island, and that the chimp was a smoker. So when he would come to the set with his cigarettes, he had to share them with the chimp as well.
So, oh, that's like no. great. That's not a good story. Thing to do to but, get a.
Well, yeah. Just like they, if he had his, he also indulged the yes. chimpanzee also indulged.
He said, you know, I mean, he was for a long. We there used to be a lot of stories about how much he would drink. In his biography, he said he and his wife both would. They would have a race to see who could get drunk first before dinner. That's intense.
That sounds like me.
But, no, you don't do that. You don't have a race.
Myself.
With yourself?
Really? How long well, I have the clock. I race the clock.
Okay.
There are days when I'm like, how really? How am I still sober right now? I want to be like Dick Van Dyke. That's what I'm going to do.
This is another thing you and I were talking about. Because you, I know that sometimes you'll have something when you're doing work, right? Maybe have a cocktail.
Yes.
But you don't like listening to music.
No.
Or any noise when you're writing.
When I'm writing, I have to be able to hear the voices. I have to be mm-hmm. able to hear the characters talking. So I can't have the radio on. I can't have music on. I just find it all very distracting. And yes, I tried drinking during my writing too. I found that I can't do the Ernest Hemingway.
You
it
can't
just
do
doesn't
the,
work.
Okay.
I get a little that also like then I can't hear
the tipping point.
Everyone's like slurring their speech in my head.
So do you have a window? Because there are a lot of writers that write and drink. And
yeah. I mean, I think a whiskey neat would be fine. You know, mm-hmm. whiskey neat is good. And I think
loosens you up a little bit.
Loosens me up. I think that's where you get the idea for a female. You know, a male splash.
Someone was drinking, and you're like, "Here's what we do. Here's what we do."
This man, Channing Tatum's gonna be the mermaid. This is gonna be great. It's gonna be like Magic Mike, but underwater. It's gonna be awesome.
What was the origin story of Daryl Hannah's mermaid? Why does she have legs?
I forget.
I forget too.
No, are you thinking about the Little Mermaid?
Right, but she. Oh, right. She never gets legs. She does eventually, doesn't she?
I don't remember her getting legs.
Does she get legs in Splash?
I think she has legs, but just because she can do that, and when she gets in
like
water,
they
show up. Yeah.
When she's dry, she's got legs, and when mm-hmm. she's wet, she
I think
doesn't.
Ariel couldn't help it, but I feel like Daryl Hannah can.
Chris, you were nodding that she does have legs in Splash. You have to come closer to the microphone.
Oh, no. I was talking about Little Mermaid.
Oh, you were thinking Little
in
Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, she gets her legs, but she loses her voice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a trade-off.
So, and then Eugene Levy is like determined to expose her so they can test her and stuff. Don't they end up catching her?
Yeah, that is really creepy.
It's really creepy.
It's like in every movie, whenever you find something wondrous and otherworldly, the government wants to dissect it.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
That's another idea I get while drinking.
Well, now the government is even more insidious than it used to be in these movies and TV shows. Have you watched Stranger Things?
No, everyone's talking about it. I will start watching it.
I'm curious because I think that I'm curious to see what you think because, well, one, because you're our chief geek officer and your input on this is important, but also because it's again, goes to our wheelhouse of demographic and the time in which it takes place is 1983.
The 1980s, yeah.
Yeah, and it has a little bit of the echoes of E.T.
Right.
But the government has sort of stepped in and it seems to be doing something even worse than what they try to do with E.T.,
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we all know now that the government can't like keep any secrets, that if they try doing anything today,
everyone's going to get hacked.
We'd find out about it. You know,
yeah.
That Snowden would let out, that the WikiLeaks would tell everyone about it.
Well, and Donald Trump would encourage the Russian government to get involved in our emails as well. Yeah.
I think, though, Area 51 is like the best option still to hide stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then
we know it's there.
We know it's there. Where does Will Smith take them in Independence Day? It's somewhere
Area
besides.
51.
Does
no,
he take
it
them?
Is Area 51.
Is it to Area 51?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just I wasn't sure if there was another location.
No, that's also where Indiana Jones take the Lost Ark of the Covenant and the aliens from Crystal Skull are in
yes.
Area 51.
Are we doing a? Should we do another song after this break or after the news? What do you guys think? What do you guys want to do? What do the scholars want to do? How many songs do you want to? Do you want to do a little bit of a sound check during this commercial? We have to get the rest of the...
So you tell us. We're flexible.
No, well, my go-to guy is Bob Ferguson. What do you think? Should we do another one after this commercial?
Sure.
Let's go get the guys.
Right.
And we'll have some more music with the scholars when we come back and hear from Chris, who has a show opening this week at...
Under the Gun Theater.
Under the Gun Theater. Are you going to do a little... Do you want to do some drawing while they're doing their music?
Yeah.
So go to WGNradio.com and watch Chris do his magic while the scholars play their magic. More after this on 720. What, Chris?
Laser comedy.
Laser comedy. Yeah. with Chris J. Fair and music from the Scholars. More on 720 WGN. The Allstate Showcase Studio is a little dark right now because we have, well, we have music from the Scholars. They are playing for our Music Monday, and they are our most popular band here on Pretty Late. It is their seventh, eighth appearance, something like that. We'll figure it out. We'll figure the math out later. The studio is dark because we also are going to have comedy, laser comedy from Chris J. Fair, whose show is opening this week at Under the Gun Theater. We'll find out more about that. But first, here is When in Doubt from the Scholars.
Well, I sailed over to the pier, hoping I could find you here. Barely had the guts to make it through the grind. And I sail now for many years, hoping fortune would appear. But now I got is just a waste of time. But I will not fret, I won't go back on one word to save them. Give it to selfish life, and I won't take this for granted and go betray them, cause this is my choice in life. So tell me, man, what do you do? Why do you have it better? Can someone help me keep my head straight? Where should I be turning? My pages are burning, my book of life is ashes in the wind. I don't know where I went wrong. He always told me to be strong, and now they simply seem to bring me down. Satisfied with what they have, but no one thinks on my behalf. And now they're telling me to turn around. But I will not fret, I won't go back on a word to save them. Give in to selfish life, I won't take this for granted and go betray them, cause this is my choice in life. So tell me, man, what do you do? Why do you have it better? Can someone help me keep my head straight? Where should I be turning? My pages are burning, my book of life is ashes in the wind. Well, this life that I'm leading, claim is boring and bland, but the lies you've been feeding, I can understand. So you stumble and turn through a life you can't stand. So you have your chin in the air and have your upper hand. But I will not fret, I won't go back on my word to save them. Give in to selfish life, and I won't take this for granted and go betray them, cause this is my, it's my choice in life. And they tell me, what do you do? Why can't you have it better? Just grit your teeth like me and find your place. Might not be rewarding, give up the dreams you're holding. Some people simply never find their way. And I told them, you can go do what you think is better. Keep droning on and singing the same tune. Life's still got my freedom. Dreamers rise up, I'll lead them. We'll write our story by the time we're through. And listen, what do you do? Why do you have it better? Can someone help me keep my hair straight? Where should I be turning? My pages are burning, my book of life is ashes in the wind.
That's the Scholars with When in Doubt, and they were accompanied by Chris J. Fair and his laser comedy, which I know it's radio, but if you go to WGNradio.com, you can see the Scholars playing in the dark, and I also have posted that to Facebook Live. Joining us in studio right now is Chris J. Fair, who's opening a show. What's the name of your show that's opening this week?
The Laser Comedy Show.
The Laser Comedy Show. Good.
That's it, because that's who I am, and that's what I do. So
go basic.
Basic.
Go basic.
So, actually, no, I lied, because on Facebook, I labeled it the Laser Asomedy Show.
Asomedy? Why Asomedy?
Well, it's awesome in comedy.
Awesomedy.
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 Laser Asomedy Show. But then it's just the...
That's kind of like
the logo. You, just says Laser Comedy.
Do you remember the movie? The what's the one with Tom Hanks? Colin Hanks. No, it is Tom Hanks. It's the what's the band with the Wonders? The name of the band is the Wonders.
Oh,
that thing you do.
Yeah, that thing you do.
They had the same problem with the name of their band.
Yeah, the band. The O'Neaters.
The O'Neaters. Right? They're like, oh, it's the O'Neaters. No, it's the Wonders. Why did they name it the Wonders? Now I'm trapped in this conversation. I didn't mean to do that. But I love that movie. My husband watches that all the time.
It's one of his favorites.
It's a very good movie.
It's a great soundtrack.
Everyone's doing some of the music
now.
Can you
guys do that?
Do what?
Do that thing you do.
Can you do it? Can we get Rachel out to do that thing you do?
are you requesting another song with Rachel? We are going to do another song after the news. I don't know what it's going to be. Are we doing another song with Rachel?
But sure.
Maybe.
Rachel might be out of studio.
She might be out of... What does that mean?
I'm her sister. With a different name.
Sister. So tell us a little bit about the show you have opening at Under the Gun Theater, Chris.
Okay. I'm back. This is my third run this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've done two more already at Second City and MCL. And now I'm at Under the Gun Theater, which is the best pop culture improv theater in Chicago. They have awesome shows.
Right.
From like, what was it? Swarm of Spoilers, which was a Game of Thrones kind of thing.
Okay.
And then they had a thing off Cards Against Humanity, which, by the way, I probably shouldn't have said that because there's a lawsuit. Nothing.
There's a lawsuit again?
No, they were just like, you shouldn't call
from
it
Cars?
That.
From Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, they were just like, they were cool with it. And then they weren't.
Well, there's a with them there's a lot of different guys who created it. So if there's not a consensus, I could see that kind of
Maybe it was like the lawyer was like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. And they're like, all right, fine.
Did you see the thing with Stephen Colbert where Comedy Central came after him for using
his own name,
Stephen Colbert, and his own likeness?
Yeah, it was just like the character that is, you know. Stubborn, conservative,
right? Well, because it's a bit of a right. Well, and it's a caricature of kind of a Bill O'Reilly personality. So they wanted him to cease and desist using, even though it was him and it was his name.
Yeah,
but it was the style of it. So I don't know how you lay claim to tone. Basically, what they're saying is we want to lay claim to tone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Then he was like, "Oh, this other character, Stephen Colbert."
Is
his twin cousin.
Which is plausible. Look at the Patty
Boo
show.
Plausible. He gave a plausible scenario where it could have happened.
What do you think, Elliot?
No, it's funny that there were so many people who didn't realize that Stephen Colbert was playing a character when he was doing the Colbert Report.
Do you remember when they hired him to do the Associated Press? The correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
For the Bush
administration. Oh, they were angry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too.
Yeah. Well, there have been a lot of comics who've ticked off. Different political parties at the correspondence dinner.
Yeah, and then after that, they just hired Rich Little. So,
yeah. Oh, no. Well, it's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Well, the thing is, they're like, oh, here's this like hot new comedian. I mean, and you know, like wherever he has a show, and then they hire him for their show. That's politics, and it's like, oh, their sense of humor doesn't rub them right.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this date you were on. And should we send you back on your date?
No, I mean.
Waiting outside? Like
no.
Looking in the window, waiting for you?
No, the date definitely ended. It took a little longer than
you make it sound
I
like
thought.
It. What do you mean definitely ended? As though it did,
no,
did it end
I mean,
well?
Yeah, it ended well. I was just like, I have to go.
Where'd you guys go tonight?
We went to a bar.
I was wondering.
And we hung out. And we had bar food and drank bar drinks.
Very cool.
Did you get the taquitos?
No, it was not that type of bar.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Chris has a show opening this week at Under the Gun Theater. Mm-hmm. And what? How can people get tickets for that?
You can go to underthegun.com and click on Laser Comedy Show or Laser Comedy, and it will take you to whatever date you want on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's every Wednesday in August at 9 p.m. Tickets are $10 online. A little bit more expensive to show up day of, so gotcha. I suggest going online.
All right, very cool. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We've got the scholars coming in, playing some more music when we come back. You are listening pretty late, and that's our band, our Music Monday band, warming up a little bit as they are about to play live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Once again, we are pleased to introduce you to the scholars, and here they are with Any More.
All right, Kevin. Let's go, Aaron. Oh, bring him, Michael. All right, I guess not. Hans! He tried. He really tried. Take a look from my point of view. Why do you do the things you do? It makes no sense to me or anybody else. Now I'm sitting here forced to write this song, but I don't want you to sing along. You're crazy and wrong. Now just get out of here. You're not my friend, not my enemy. Can't you say you're dead to me? You're not my friend, not my enemy. Can't you say you don't mean anything to me anymore? Everyone thinks that you're so wonderful, but all you do is try to be cool. Stop making a facade and just be who you are. You're living life that's more than fake. You can't admit to your own mistakes. You push your own beliefs onto everyone. You're not my friend, not my enemy. Can't you say you're dead to me? You're not my friend, not my enemy. Can't you see? You don't mean anything to me. Trombone. Yeah, you go, Matt. Gotta learn how to act your age and keep it to yourself. Don't take it out on me. Well, you told me I could count on you, but you never seemed to follow through. And now it's much too late to make amends with me. You had the girl, oh, yeah. You had the life, and then she left and she was right. She was a jerk, so are you, and you deserved it, and you still do.
No, whatever.
Yeah, you still do.
Yes. Yeah, here I am. Here I am.
Yeah, that's the scholars play anymore.
That was pretty awesome. I'm telling you, it's like sitting in the middle of it. I can only imagine what it's like being in the audience when you guys are playing. Because sitting
it's
in the
so
middle,
much fun.
There's so much energy. You guys bring so much energy to this.
Oh, they're so pumped. That's why, by the way, the scholars have been on our show so many times. The very first appearance they made, and yes, I do say appearance on a radio show, and if you go to WGNradio.com, you can watch them perform in the studio, as well as on our Facebook page, WGN. Go ahead and like our page. We've got over 73,000 likes, but we'd like so many more. And also on my page, I've got some of the videos. But when they first came in, Elliot, they were all still in high school, actually. I don't think anybody was yet graduated. Maybe Vlad, were you at UIC yet?
No,
you were both seniors. They were so
we were
Okay. You guys work it out and I'll continue my show. But they were so excited and so dedicated to doing a good performance, and also just their enthusiasm was is and was contagious.
So okay, so you guys you keep teasing this is going to be the last one, this is the last one. Never. Okay, who's the Yoko Ono that we're going to blame for the
Kevin? Kevin, he keeps threatening to never come back.
You're the Yoko Ono of the group,
I'm
huh?
Study music with by the way,
okay.
Boston.
So, yeah, well, there he's the. He, well, he's studying at Boston University. No, not Boston.
Berklee College of Music in Boston.
What did he say? The
Berklee.
Berklee. Oh, sure. Berklee College of Music in Boston. Sure. If you're gonna go big, go all in.
Wow.
Why not?
Listen, look at.
So that. It's hard for him to get back to Chicago. Is that part of the? That's part of the problem. He is the drummer, by the way, for those of you not watching on WGNradio.com, where we are constantly turning around and addressing the drummer.
And speaking about that thing you do, it all started with the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you take the drummer away, it's like there goes the backbone.
He goes, I know.
We just find a replacement.
He was.
But then also Spinal Tap, remember Spinal Tap, their drummers would have these strange accidents and they just keep, you know, recycling, you know, coming up with new ones.
That's
so
right.
Depends on which way you guys want to go, you know.
Do you now? I know Kevin's kind of trapped behind the drums because we plan on doing at least one more song with you guys. But do you plan on living in Boston, or do you know yet? I mean, you're going into your junior year. Junior, has it been that long since I started having the scholars on my show? It doesn't. They've grown up right in front of my very eyes.
Yeah, it's like watching Eight Is Enough.
Well, here's the other reason why they are one of our favorites. It's also Michael, by the way. Just so, and Michael and Sean, but I would say Michael Zaitlin has done a great job of staying in touch with the show, of always reaching out and saying, hey. Whenever I see him post something, I also reach out to him too. So it's a two-way street where I'm like, if you guys are going to be at the House of Blues, you should definitely be on our show. So Michael, you've done a great job of I suspect you also work very hard to try to keep the band together as well.
You have no idea.
You got to come closer to your microphone.
You have no idea. We would have not been playing for the past two summers.
Yeah, it seems like you have a lot of passion. By the way, you also have some great videos that you finally. I've never seen you post videos of your twirling.
Oh, thank you.
It's really cool.
Thanks.
I know that. What motivated you to put those videos up as opposed to in the past?
Well, some of the Color Guard videos that I post, I have a lot on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But on my Facebook, I tend to not post as much because it's all my friends from high school and they're like, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, they're kind of jerky about
but
it.
But those are the ones that I was like, those are about a minute long. They're self-written and like a duet I did with my girlfriend, and that was fun and it looked nice. So it was like, okay, one-time thing.
Very cool. And they're great to see. You're just doing a great job. What are you studying now? I know we've talked about this on and off. You stopped studying neuroscience.
Yeah, now I'm doing music education.
Music education. He started out with neuroscience, and
I realized I hated biology.
that'll trip you up. What did you start out studying in college, Elliot?
Oh, geez. Let's see. I studied commercial art, and then I switched over to early childhood development. And then, yeah, that's where and I ended up back in my English major, journalism minor.
Okay.
Which was like, which is what serves me now.
There you go. Well, by the way, where did you go to school?
I jumped all over. Let's see, the American Academy of Art here in Chicago, Morton Community College. That's where I took my early childhood development classes. And then, of course, journalism under the auspices of Trunk, the Tribune.
Oh, really?
Course. So they're the ones who got me straight.
I can't believe I've never asked you that before. I did not know your background.
No. Mm. Scott Kleinberg, shout out to Scott. He left. He's not with the Tribune anymore, but he was my guy. Kept me going.
Well, there you go.
But you could be Buckaroo Banzai. You know, Buckaroo Banzai was both a surgeon and a musician.
He doesn't like biology. He's already covered that.
But, I mean, you could do
that. I would end up killing someone just by trying to save them.
Have you seen the Buckaroo Banzai movies?
I have not.
A lot of bad.
How long did you duke it out and try to? And
2 years.
2 years.
Half of college.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But you kind of knew early on. I remember you were struggling.
It was an issue, and then this last semester with the weed out classes kind of was like, I was weeded out.
Oh, they just tell you you're done.
No, well, I mean, I passed, and I did what I needed to do, but I realized that if I'm struggling that much and doing poorly, I might as well not
right.
do something I'm better at, you know.
We also have to say hi to one of the band members who is not in studio with us
Chase.
Today. Chase, we miss you tonight. I'm sorry we didn't get to see you. But it was, you know, we'll figure something out.
And Michael Pugh in Germany.
Yeah, well, Michael, is he listening, do you think, all the way?
I'm sure he'll listen to it at some point.
Online, well, probably. Esmeralda, what did you study in college?
Communications and with a concentration in radio, television, and film.
And here you are.
I know. I did it.
It's not easy to do either. Rachel, what did you study? Are studying? I don't know.
I graduated years ago. I studied, years. I studied English and creative writing, then British literature.
Look at that.
Yeah, see? Now I'm here.
What were some of your favorite authors? Who really kind of, you know, what was the passion you had in college? What drove you to, you know, drew you to?
Well, I really wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the best writers read. And I prefer British lit over American lit. Just like, I don't know anything from the Victorian era.
Okay. Well, because I had trouble. We were doing a production meeting today and I could not remember Jane Austen's name. And then I was trying to say Jane Austen and then I was having trouble remembering what she'd written. Sense I'm like, you know, she wrote, and Pride and Prejudice was the one that I came up with.
And Zombies.
And what?
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. No. Yeah.
Well, that's what we were talking earlier when we discussed whether or not Splash should be remade. There are original stories that have been remade in different ways, like Jane Austen's movie. Which one? There was with Alicia Silverstone was actually based on a story.
Clueless is Emma.
Emma, see?
I believe.
I think that's correct. Yeah, the kind of spoiled girl who gets involved in other people's lives.
And then 10 Things I Hate About You is Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, which
is
Shakespeare.
Obviously not Jane Austen.
See? So my point on the during our production meeting was, you know, we are constantly sort of recycling stories. So it makes sense to me that you would recycle the Splash story because it is a sweet story and then flip it around a little bit. Because like Ghostbusters is not, even though it's a gender flip, it's not necessarily, you know, it's a retelling of the same story.
It's not really a new story. That's true.
It's not a new story.
But it was contemporizing it. So I can see why that was good. But again, when you talk about redoing these stories, whether it is an Alicia Silverstone movie based on Shakespeare or whatever, it's contemporizing them so that you can reach a new audience. And hopefully you'll have folks who say, oh, the story was based on this. I want to see the original. I want to read the original material. I want to see, like Magnificent Seven, which they're remaking with a very diverse cast. You know, right. Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, and these others. And then, you know, maybe I will watch the one with Steve McQueen and Yul Brynner. Right. And then I'll watch before that Seven Samurai.
Now I have to go see that. I have to see both of those.
See? So, I mean, I don't see a problem with doing that.
Actually, speaking of stories that have been remade, RoboCop. On Tuesday night at the Movie Co. in Rosemont for Nick D's movie night. I'll be there. Are you coming?
Is this the Peter Weller one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yes. That's going to be next Tuesday night. So you can go to movieco.com to buy your tickets for Tuesday's show.
With the villain being played by Red Foreman from that 70s show.
Wow, Vlad is very excited. Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very excited. So we'll be there. We'll be there on Tuesday night.
Right. I'll be there.
And
in tomorrow night?
No, next Tuesday night.
Oh.
The August the 8th or the 7th? What's
August 9th. August is my birthday.
Aw, well, there you go. It's the next Tuesday. We're going to take a break here. I think we've got time for one more song. Are we? Okay, one more song with the Scholars. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Music Monday, and perhaps for the last time performing together, we have the Scholars. But I've been told by the drummer that perhaps that's not the case. He says it's not the case. He says big no over there. Everything hinges on him. And Michael keeps everybody together, so I'm guessing they'll still be playing. Right now, they're going to play for us live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Sell out into We'll Never Get a Girlfriend. Ow!
Fast food all your life, but don't sign that paper tonight, she said, but it's too late. And I don't remember what I read, don't remember what they said. I guess it doesn't matter, no, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause you're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. They tell me it's cool, well, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. No more flipping burgers, putting on my silly hat. You know I don't want that no more. Well, I didn't ask, so we get paid. I quit my day job anyway. I guess it doesn't matter. No, it really doesn't matter anymore. You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. They tell me it's cool, well, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be woo! And I don't think it'll be so bad. And I know it won't be so bad. Cause the man said, that's the way it is. And the man said, it don't get better than this. No, no, no. So I signed up to the record company. Said they're gonna give me lots of money if I play what they want you to hear. They tell me it's cool. All right, then I sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money, and everything's gonna be alright. All right, yeah. And I said, yeah, 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 yeah. The record company is gonna make everything alright. Yeah. Baby, don't you sign that paper tonight, she said. But I can't work in fast food all my life.
And we are.
I'm sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care how your hair looks or what you want to wear. And I know that I'll never understand. So I guess that I'll never get a girlfriend. Sad.
Savage.
Girls don't get it, it's all a lie. Guys don't care if you're going to cry. We're all simple, we get what we want. We really don't care who we tease or taunt. Don't get mad if you get hurt. Sorry, honey, that's just how it works. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care how your head looks or what you want to wear. And I know that I will never understand. Guess that I will never get a girlfriend. Guys don't need that emotional crap. Nag, 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 get off my back. I never tried to make it work. And I don't care if you think I'm a jerk. So you can go and weep and cry. Well, I'll just leave you. That's no lie. Woo! Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care how your head looks or what you want to wear. And I know that I will never understand. Guess that I will never get a girlfriend. Michael, say that on the guitar! maybe it's me. I don't really blame them. I don't even think about stop how to entertain them. I waste my time when I lead them on. It feels so right, but it's probably wrong. Yeah, I don't get them. I know it's true, but if I am lucky, I might just get. I'll get mad this time. I did Chase last time.
Oh!
Mad. You know you can have my like the things. Sorry there, ladies, but I just don't care. High hair looks or what you wanna wear. And I know that I will never understand. Guess that I will. I'll get mad. I'll definitely get mad. Matt, you down? He's playing the instrument, but I'm sure he's down.
Yeah, that's the Scholars with their final performance, at least for this year, I'm guessing, on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. And we've been told by the drummer that it's not the last one. It's not the last one for good. Unless it's, so I'm guessing it's somebody else. He says he's all in. I'm just saying. So that's the Scholars with Sellout and I'll Never Get a Girlfriend. Elliot, did that one hit too close to home on the I'll Never Get a Girlfriend?
Yeah, that one did hit a little bit. But, you know, at one point I wanted to just jump up there and sing because... if you're not going to have a girlfriend, at least celebrate with your buddies.
That's right.
Right?
Sean knows that too well.
Don't worry, Rachel, don't worry about the last call. I don't think we'll have time tonight, so we'll just go, yeah, we're fine. That's we're good. We hung out with the Scholars tonight. I didn't do most of the topics. Ellie, do you want to hear the topics we were supposed to do? We were supposed to talk about why professors are leaving Illinois.
Well, we know that. Rauner's driving them out. So
yeah. Yeah, there's supposed to be about 20% cuts in higher education. Yeah. So, and, you know, we rents are too high.
But I saw the other bit, though.
Which one? The IUDs
the
in Texas?
The IUDs, really.
Are you glad we didn't get to that?
No, because every time you talk about the women stuff, I get a little...
Well, that's the stuff off the air that makes you uncomfortable.
Wow. But that's...
And another reason why he'll never get a girlfriend.
Another reason why you'll never get a girlfriend. That's the lady stuff that makes you uncomfortable.
The lady stuff.
This was in Texas. There was an effort to pretty much defund Planned Parenthood and restrict access to reproductive services. So somebody
Which
has
makes no sense,
about $2 million in grants. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's an organization that is making sure that women who are socially, economically strapped, mm-hmm. Can have access to IUDs. I'm not sure how I feel about that because the response is to the fact that funding is being withheld. So I don't, because a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses don't want to provide that as part of their insurance. So, and the reason that makes me a little concerned is because if we're going to go with private funding, that's what a lot of people want. They're like, well, I don't want to pay for it. Well, I don't want to pay for your Viagra, and I don't want to pay for a lot of other stuff, but that's what, we're all in it. We're all in it together, and this is part of health services. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't want to pay for drone strikes, so... Mm-hmm. You know.
I don't want to pay for drone strikes either. So there you go.
Yeah.
Nick DiGilio is up next. And do we have another break before the news?
Another baby break.
Well, let's take a baby break. More after this on 720 WGN.